outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Are you tired of crying and complaining? Tired of feeling like life don't treat you fair? Do you see so many others moving on while you're steady going nowhere? Have you maybe come to the conclusion that there's nothing at all that you can do? Well, just look in a mirror and you'll see who is really truly stopping you. My mind.
Excited to be with you again. Happy New Year! I am excited about 2010. It's time to win in 2010. And I want to welcome you all to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways radio show. We are excited that you're here. I want to thank all of you who have sent notes and emails and calls over the last few weeks who said, I've missed you. And I've missed being with you. I had hoped to be with you last weekend, but due to weather and other issues, we were unable to get to the studio. So we ended up, what we ended up doing was to broadcast the show, a former show, and we had to rerun it twice. So we'll talk more about that later. But right now, I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your notes, and thank you for your gratuities and graciousness. And I also want to say to everybody that, you know, I take a moment at the beginning of every show to give God glory and just thank Him for another day of life. Not just thank Him for the radio and the television and the speaking and the books and the finances He's blessed me with, but I am grateful for life. You know, someone said, and I say it over and over every week, that God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives. And I'm grateful that I'm just able to live a life that is living my dream. And hopefully that I can help others and encourage and inspire other people to live life to the higher levels as well. Now, I've got a lot to do today. We've got a lot to catch up on. I've had a guest who I've been trying to get for about a year. And she's busier than a bee. She's one of the most working speakers in the country. She's not only that, but she also is one of the top trainers and professionals, and then she's always busy. She's just everywhere. Every time I call her, she's in another city. She's in another place. And so to finally get her is just a joy and just an honor. So I've got my good friend. Let me tell you about her. She is a member of the National Speakers Association. You know, I tap deep into the well of resources that I have with that National Speakers Association. I'm grateful for that. But she was the first female president of the National Speakers Association. She's a Speaker Hall of Famer, and she is one of the top sales presenters and presentation skills trainers in the country. Meeting and Convention magazine called her one of the country's 10 most electrifying speakers. Kiplinger's Personal Finance says her speaking school is the sixth best way you can invest in yourself. And they give the other five. She is author of two books, Make It Happen, and So You Don't Have to Fake It, and Get What You Want. Co-author of Speaker's Edge, Speaking Secrets of the Masses, and Insights into Excellence. And she's a part of the faculty of World Champion Edge Coaching Community. She is my good friend from the city of San Francisco, my friend Patricia Fripp. Fripp, are you there?
I am absolutely here. Happy New Year and excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to have you as a guest, and I'm grateful for your taking time and just to be able to get you on, because you are a busy woman.
Well, fortunately, the world needs Fripp.
Isn't that the truth? The world needs Fripp. That's the truth. Yeah. Well, Patricia, it's so good to have you. And real quick, why don't you give us, we got about a few minutes in this segment, why don't you give us a background, a quick snapshot of your life, your background, your speaking, and the fact that you haven't always been a speaker. You were a successful entrepreneur before you became a speaker, but not in a career that most people expect speakers to come from. Please tell them about it.
Well, the snapshot, the typical American success story, except I'm British. Born in a small town in England, became a hairstylist at the age 15, came to America at 20 with $500, no contacts, checked in the YWCA in San Francisco, knew everyone in America was rich and the streets were paved with movie stars, got a job at the Mark Hopkins Hotel and met people from all over the world and all over the country and movie stars. Very exciting. And then in 1969, I became one of the first women to go into the men's hairstyling world when it was a new industry. Worked for Jay Sebring, who was a world-class hairstylist and did many of the movie stars' hair. Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward, Warren Beatty came to our opening salon party. And I started speaking to promote my hairstyling business through Rotary Clubs and Kiwanis Clubs, as well as speaking to hairstylists. And then when I turned up at my first National Speakers Association convention in 1977, I thought, no one's going to want to talk to me. I only talk to Rotary Clubs and hairdressers. And two things happened. One, I realized, hey, this is something I might like to do as my next career. And I got discovered by Mike Frank, a big-time promoter, who booked me to speak to 2,000 people on the same program as Dr. Robert Shuler, the minister from Garden Grove. So as I said on 60 Minutes once, Willie, I used to work on the outside of people's heads, and I work on the inside of people's heads, so there's only half an inch difference. So that's the snap.
That's the snapshot, and what a snapshot, because you've gone on to become one of the top speakers, as well as a very successful entrepreneur in the speaking business, as you were in the hairstyling business, and you've created, helped not only others create wealth, but you've been able to do so, and you know, we talk about wealth building here on this show, and we want to talk about it today, as well as if we begin this new year, and you're a great new year kind of speaker, because let me just ask you, as you look at the 2010, what's your viewpoint, your expectation, your perspective?
Well, my perspective of 2010 is, one, it will be as good as we make it. And as my brother Robert Fripp, who's a famous guitarist, he likes to close his presentations by saying, in strange and uncertain times such as those that we are living in, any reasonable person might despair. However, hope is unreasonable, and love is even greater than that. Let us trust the inexpressible benevolence of the creative spirit. Now, we can define the creative spirit however we wish, but this is a great time to revisit our goals, revisit our actions, because personally, myself, I'm increasing and improving my marketing. This is a great time, Willie, when most people are picking up the phone, calling their friends to see if they're as badly off as we are. That's what people are doing. It's much better to focus your energy on positive activity.
No question.
To a certain extent, I think challenging times are good because it helps people realize, what are you really spending your money on? And as we define wealth, it isn't necessarily money. It's are you doing, as we are both lucky to love what we do for a living, but are you rich? Are you wealthy? Are you prosperous with your choice of daily activities, friends, your job? And even if you find yourself in a job in a business that you don't like or is exceptionally challenged, I would encourage you to focus on what is the good thing about it. For example, every job can be a stepping stone. Every job, no matter how you think this might not be what I want, it might be beneath me, it is an education. It is teaching you about human nature. It is teaching you what you can do. And experience and education is what makes you prosperous.
That is absolutely true. And I think you hit something. You know, there was a study done just this week came out that over 55% of the people in America do not like their jobs. Mm. And they're going to them. And you're absolutely right. Find something in your job you can learn to like. And then learn how you use your job as a springboard to really live your dreams. And you have been one who has taught people to do that in an exceptional manner. We're gonna come back. We got a lot more. I got Ms. Fripp's book in my hand right now. It's called Get What You Want. And let me tell you, Brian Tracy called it Fast, Effective Ideas You Can Use Immediately to Get Better Results. Ken Blanchard says many Fortune 500 companies have benefited from Patricia's advice. We're going to talk about wealth building. We're going to talk about how to create wealth, how to live your dreams this year, and then some of just what we call frippisms in the speaking business. We could call them frippisms. Some of the wonderful frippisms that will be available. Folks, you're listening to XM 169. This is Willie Jolly. I'm back in the big chair and I'm grateful. And listen, we got more to come because you know for sure on XM 169, the power, the best is yet to come. Isn't that the truth? As you believe, you will receive. It's by your faith. Hey! Woo! Come on, everybody. We are in the chair. We are excited. Thank you for everybody in Alabama, everybody in California, everybody in Detroit, everybody, my friend Andre, in fact, in Detroit. I know you're listening, Andre. All my friends in Philadelphia and New Jersey, the folks in Colorado, all around the country, Alabama, Mississippi, and Arizona, people who are listening to this show and make it a part of their weekly routine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am back. I'm excited. And for those in the Washington area, I want to thank you for making my new show on Channel 9, CBS television every morning. Such a big success. It is doing fantastic. And we just got McDonald's to be a year sponsor. They just jumped on it and wanted it. And I'm grateful for that. And then on WHUR, that show every morning on FM radio also has been picked up by McDonald's for a year. So 5:55 on WHUR right before Steve Harvey, you can hear my message. And 10 after 6 on Channel 9, you can hear my message. And you will be Keep your eyes open because it's going to be soon coming into other markets. So keep your eyes open. This is a great time to be alive. I've got a new book coming out. I'm telling everybody to go to my website. There's a book called An Attitude of Excellence that's already there. But my new one that I'm really excited about is Turning Setbacks into Greenbacks. Woo!
How you like that, Daryl? My Big D, my producer, he got his thumbs up on that one. Look, it will be available in bookstores on February the 8th across America, but call or contact our website, pre-order, and get a if you pre-order, you not only get a signed card of copy sent to you free, I'll take care of shipping, but we also will send you a download from one of the shows, one of the top and the best of these shows from XM. And so I think that will be something that we want to make sure. And let me tell you why we're doing that, because we want to get on the bestseller list, on New York Times bestseller list. And you got to do that. We got to do all in 1 week. So February the 8th is the week we're going to really focus. And so make sure that you get that book or pre-order and make February the 8th the drop dead time to get it. I've got one of my good friends. Her name is Patricia Fripp. Many people in America know her just as Fripp. And everybody in the Speakers Association knows her because she is the most dynamic speaker, trainer, personality. She comes to the convention, she always has these fabulous hats. My wife always talks so wonderfully about, my wife's a hat lady, and she talks about that Fripp has taken it to another level. And so, but she not only has the hats that deal with the outside of her head, but she has the information that deals with the inside. And it's incredible. One of the top speakers in the world, Patricia Fripp. Thank you, Fripp, for being with us.
Now, before we go on, let's talk about hats, Willie. Because
yes.
If you are going to build wealth,
yes,
people have to know you.
Mm.
And when I dress at the National Speakers Association, as when I go to events in San Francisco, I dress to be noticed.
Mm.
Now, I certainly am not going to turn up for corporate America to give a presentation in a hat, because you have to be appropriate. But Patricia Fripp's basic networking philosophy is, and this is a Frippicism,
all right,
there is no point going anywhere that people don't remember you were there.
Mm.
And you see, not only do I encourage people to take the initiative and go out and meet people, I teach them to take the initiative. You have to make it easy for people to come to you and initiate.
Yes.
And when you wear a hat and you walk into any place with a smile on your face, people who would never talk to anybody else have a tendency to say, oh, what a nice hat.
Mm.
Or, wow, my mother wears hats. Or, I wish I had the nerve to wear that hat. And then what I do is walk over and say, yes, and the best part is nice people like you talk to me. Hi, I'm Patricia Fripp. Who are you?
Wow, what a great networking. And it's really a marketing strategy.
And
it's
and
fantastic.
Yesterday, Willie, this really true. My boyfriend and I had just had lunch and we were going out to go to the movies. We were taking the afternoon off and we're just driving down the street and I say, look at that woman in that fabulous hat. We roll down the window and say, hey, love your hat. And she says, yes, and I'm Andrea. My hat shop is open there, over there, and gave her a card. And my friend said, oh, well, Patricia's a hat woman. She'll come see you. So you see, she was using the same technique, standing in the medium in the middle of the road, handing out cards.
Fan, that's a great idea. Folks, I hope y'all got that. That's a pearl to create wealth in your life.
Let me give you another quick one while I think of it, because
sure,
it would never have occurred to me. But from the hairstyling business,
yes,
whenever I cut someone's hair, I would say, here are three business cards, one for you and two for the next two people who tell you how good you look. Because what do we all do, Willie? We all say, well, pass out my business cards. But you have to program people to do it. And then the next one, they say, oh, I've still got mine, but I'll give three to the next people that tell me I look good.
Wow.
See, I spend a fortune in my website and search engine optimization, but let's not overlook the simple, inexpensive ways to build wealth. Because when I built my business as a successful men's hairstylist, this was long before anyone thought of the internet.
That's right.
So people get boggled down. Well, I don't have $100,000 to spend in my marketing. Then get up, look good, wear a hat or wear something that would attract people to speak to you, and program who would be a great client for you. Most of your friends will be willing to help you if you tell them who is your ideal client.
And you would just talk to them. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Amazing. That's brilliant. I had to write that one down. My daughter is a hairstylist. I think that's a brilliant idea. And let me talk about the website, because you've done phenomenal with the website. So what are some of your strategies, just basic strategies for marketing and creating more recognition, web marketing your name among organizations and corporations and businesses who want to do, you want to do more business with them and they want to do business with you to create more wealth?
Okay, well, the simple idea, Willie, is my philosophy is your website is the best salesperson you could ever have. Mm. It works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never asks for a raise. It knows who you are, what you do, who you do it for, and what they say about what you do. Because people, Willie, are a lot more influenced, our prospects are more influenced what people say who are just like them than what we say about our product and service. So that's the first part. Secondly, my website works because I work hand in hand with my webmaster. I know what we are doing, why we are doing it. I don't do it. You don't have to do it yourself. In fact, if you're busy, I don't recommend you do. But you do have to understand that it's an important marketing tool, and you have to educate yourself on how, why, and where. That's the second. Third, and this is most important, your website, although it's going to talk about you, it needs to talk about you as much as possible from the point of view of the person who is looking for you. For example, on my website, I sell myself as a keynote speaker, my sales presentation skills, my executive speech coaching, my speaking schools, my products, and my service. And if you were to go, for example, with sales presentation skills training, it says, are you losing sales you expected to close? You can increase sales revenue when your sales professionals deliver more effective sales presentations. Once you or your sales professionals are in front of your prospects, Patricia Fripp's sales presentation scripting and delivering techniques make your sales presentations more memorable and repeatable. Why not read Patricia Fripp's special report, The 12 Mistakes Salespeople Make in Their Presentations? If your sales team is making them, why not schedule a complimentary telephone appointment? Now, what we're doing, we are talking about their problem, not how good I am. People don't care about us, Willie.
Right.
They only care about themselves. And then once we help them solve their problem. So the first is you've got to have good copy that focuses on their need more than you. Secondly, the biggest and the easiest and the most cost-effective benefit to my business has been a couple of free special reports. The 12 Mistakes Salespeople Make in Their Presentations is the essence of what I believe and what I teach.
Wow. Now, that's on your site. I want people to go there, but I'm going to come right back. We got a lot more to talk to Patricia Fripp on how. She's giving you pearls, folks. You're listening to XM169 The Power. This is Willie Jolly, and the best is yet to come.
what you desire.
It's time to let it show. The sky is the limit, particularly in 2010. It's time to win in 2010. That's the theme. It's time to win in 2010. It's time to turn your setbacks into greenbacks. My new book will be out February the 8th. I want everybody to either pre-order it on my website or get it on February the 8th at your local bookstore, wherever you are in the country. We want to get that book on the bestsellers list, so I want you to tell everybody you know about the book, Turning Setbacks into Greenbacks. And so I want you to make that happen, because we want to make sure people are taking it to the limit and making the sky the limit. That music you were listening to, for those who are new to the show, is from my Money Making Music and Motivational Music CD and Minute CD. And you can get that or the music in a download right at my website. And you can get it a sample absolutely free on the website. And then you can buy it and download it on to your iPod or whatever you've got, and you'll enjoy it. Now, that said, I want to talk about websites, because I want to direct people to Patricia Fripp's website, because it's fabulous. It's just a fabulous website. Her thinking is just incredible, and the way you can get to see her thinking in that, the way she does it, is just something that we as speakers, we use her as a model. We know that, okay, how we're doing our websites, we've got to upgrade our websites. Where should we look for a good model from which to draw ideas? Oh, go to Fripp. That's where you go. Go right to Fripp. Fripp, tell them where they can check you out, learn more about you, your website, your books, all the above, please.
All right. www.fripp.com. Think of it this way, Willie.
Yeah.
Frequently reinforce ideas that are productive and profitable. That's my name.
I love
it. I knew you'd love
frequently,
that.
Frequently
reinforce
ideas
that are productive
and profitable.
Does that fit right into your philosophy of your radio show?
That is exactly right.
I knew you'd like that. Well, that's my website, fripp.com. Now, on the homepage, it directs you. There are a couple of things, because one, let me show you what you can get for free that will help you. We certainly have things to sell you, but we have a lot free. And on, you will also see, because we have paid the best search engine optimization and web copywriters and things like this to help us with it. So it's one, how you lay it out and promote. But on the very homepage, you can download for free the 10 biggest traps, how to go from dull to dynamic when you speak, and the 12 biggest mistakes salespeople make in their presentations. Then if you also look at down the left navigation, it'll say Fripp articles. And there are hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of free articles. Help yourself. They're on speaking. They're on marketing. They're on customer service, teamwork, anything you want. And then we have a blog, and there are a lot of free articles on the blog. In that, we update on every couple of days. On the homepage, you can even see video e-brochure. You can see me in action giving segments of speeches. Now, of course, also on the homepage, we always list our upcoming events, because you need to draw attention to what you want people to know about that's immediate. At the end of the month, I'm doing a structure and stories champ camp, you know, a speech coaching camp in Las Vegas, and then a two-day speaking school in San Francisco in March. But you look down the page, there are all the events listed and different services. But the secret is, Willie, your website has to be content rich. And I'm frequently asked, Patricia, why do you give away so much information? People, and my philosophy is, if people don't like what you give them for free, they won't come back and buy anything.
That's right.
And if somebody knows you are always adding something new to your website, they will come back. And of course, then for the people who want to buy. Now, this is it. The first question I ask people when they call me or when I call them after an email response is, were you referred or am I the end of a Google search?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I've been around, Willie, you know, I've been paid to speak full time since 1984, first 1977. As many clients and friends and referrers that I have, 90% say you're the end of a Google search.
Wow.
So I might ask, what were you Googling? And very often they say, well, sales presentation skills. And I say, why were you Googling sales presentation skills? Because this is the point. Willie, they're not looking for me. They're looking to solve a problem. So the sooner, and this is a prosperity building questioning, forget about you. As soon as you're talking to someone on the phone, find out where their problem was.
That is.
I say, well, why were you Googling? Well, we just lost a sale we expected to make. I said, oh, how big a sale? $200,000. Ooh, that must have hurt. Now, is that a big sale or a little sale or an average sale? Now, how many salespeople do you have in your company who give presentations? So what you're doing is, in a sense, well, you got 10 people and they give 3 presentations a month. Well, how long does it take you to be in a position to give a sales presentation? Oh, 6 months. Mm. And I'll have them work out, well, I bet you keep closing statistics. Oh, so you closed 3 out of 10. That's pretty good. Well, what if you closed 6 out of 10? What would that be worth? And you see, this is the second part, and I learned this from our friend Alan Weiss, who knows how to question and talk to clients better than anyone. You have your client to work out what is it costing them, what is their problem costing them. So when people say, well, Patricia, this training sounds really good, how much would it cost? I said, and I can honestly say, Willie, with a straight face, well, based on the sales that you're losing, my fee is inconsequential.
Mm.
I think that's the wrong question. We should really be thinking more about, do you want to start with a pilot program or do you want to roll it out nationwide immediately?
So you get to the problem, but you sell the aspirin, but you got to have a headache before you give them the
aspirin.
Well,
yeah, but what you have to do, the secret is, first of all, before I sell them the aspirin, what I do is I have to make their headache worse.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. That's
bad.
Explain that to people.
Is your headache?
Explain that to people, because we kind of talking speaker jargon now, but I think you can explain it wonderfully, because, folks, this is a major sales philosophy issue. And everybody this year, if you're going to increase your income, you must improve your selling ability.
Yes.
And Patricia Fripp is one of the best. I don't care what you do. No matter what you do, you must be able to sell yourself, your ideas, your thoughts, your services, your products better. And one of the keys to selling better is that people buy not always what they want, but more importantly, what they need. And the more pain they have, they'll pay more for it. Case in point, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, where's hurt. You say my thumb. He presses that plate right here. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It hurts right there. Okay, fine. Very good. I know what it is. Here's a prescription and here's my bill. You don't negotiate with the doctor. You don't question the doctor. You pay the money. The same is true for an effective salesperson. Am I right, Patricia?
Well, yes. And the secret. So, one, we have them to focus on. Now, it's easy if it's a high price sale, but many of our listeners, probably their products and services aren't nearly as expensive. But it doesn't matter what the price of your cost or your service. If you want to get what you want, if you want to be prosperous, remember this simple human nature philosophy. We mentioned it before. People don't care about you. So, for example, what most salespeople do, and this is a big portion of my market, Willie, is helping salespeople and executives more effectively tell their story or give a presentation. So what most salespeople do is follow this same formula. When they come, you know, they built relationships, they're coming to give a formal presentation.
Right.
They'll say, thank you for your time. I say, you never thank people for their time, because your time is just as valuable. You thank, and this is important, if your listeners need to write this down, you say, thank you for the opportunity to discuss how the ABC company software may be the best solution for you. Or thank you for the opportunity to discuss how such and such insurance might be what you've been looking for. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss whether you should invest in the Patricia Fripp sales presentation skills training. So you thank them for the opportunity. You don't thank them for time.
Fripp, you hold that, because we're going to come right back. This is okay. Such good stuff. Folks, hold on. I got another segment with my friend Patricia Fripp. This is Willie Jolly on XM 169, The Power. The best, the best, the best is yet to come.
If you believe.
And we're in. I'm jumping right back in. That music, if you believe, you can get it on my website, hear it later on my website. But this stuff we're hearing from Patricia Fripp is so rich. I don't want to waste one of these seconds on this last segment of the show. I am taking notes, and I know my producer is loving it. He always says the good ones, like Patricia Fripp, go so quickly. And before you know it, the show is over. So, folks, I'm going to jump right back in with my friend Patricia Fripp, one of the top speakers in the world, sales trainers, and wealth building experts. Patricia, tell us a little more about this sale process and how people can improve their wealth by selling.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is tell you, if you were one of my speech coaching clients, I would have reached over and slapped your hand twice.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you why, Willie.
Yes.
Because how we speak and how we communicate about our value it definitely relates to our prosperity.
Okay.
Because what you have said, I let it go the first time, because one does not chastise the host of the radio show, except we're such good friends, and I think your listeners have come to know your wonderful personality as they listen to you.
Yes.
But you just said before we went off, this is wonderful stuff. No, you have to use specific value, specific language. This is how you build wealth, by using specific language.
Okay.
So what they are getting is money-making ideas. They're getting brilliant strategies. They're benefiting from 30 years of studying. That's what they're getting. They're not getting what I call the debris word, which is S-T-U-F-F.
We got to stop saying stuff and start talking about strategies and brilliance. I love it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. See, folks, I'm teachable. I'm teachable.
Yes, you have to talk about your products and services in specific, valuable-sounding language, because people will never pay you for rubbish or debris, which is what that word represents. So, one, thank you for the opportunity. Then say something genuinely nice about the prospect or their company. Congratulations, your stock price is up. When most of your competitors is going down, you are doing something right. Or, congratulations, your corporate brochures are the best written that I've read in years. Or, congratulations, your advertising campaign is fabulous. Say something specific. Then you say, Then we're going to talk about, so you say something genuinely nice, and then whether it's thank you for the opportunity to discuss, but you need to focus on their challenges. Something like, you have an awesome responsibility, or your board of directors has challenged you to, or your sales manager has